Marcy Winograd?
Yes.
Hi, just wanted to get you on the phone and chat with you a bit about the news that you are planning to run in the Democratic primaries against Jane Harman.
That's right. Quite a shock, isn't it? People can't believe this. They'll say to me, Jane Harman, she's got more money than God. She's so entrenched. Oh, I can't believe you're doing this. Fantastic.
So what district is she in?
Jane Harman represents the 36th Congressional District, which stretches all the way from San Pedro up through Lomita, West Carson, the beach cities, Hermosa Beach, Redondo, Manhattan Beach, up to Venice, Marina Del Rey, and then sort of snakes through parts of West L.A., Mar Vista.
So why are you challenging her in the Democratic primaries?
I was watching her on television on Sunday when she was interviewed on Meet the Press, and I was so astounded at her ignorance and her lack of responsibility in terms of protecting Americans from government abuse that I felt compelled to jump in. She actually said that the reason why she didn't say anything for a year and a half as that ranking House Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, the reason why she didn't say anything about Bush's violation of the law, well, she didn't say violating the law, going around the law to spy on people, to wiretap, was because she really didn't know the law. She didn't know the specifics of FISA, the law governing the sort of wiretapping, and she didn't have a chance to consult a constitutional lawyer for a year and a half. She also said that she deplores the New York Times for leaking this information to the press, and I just couldn't believe it. And the thought that she would go unchallenged was appalling to me. I said, you know what? If it has to be me, it has to be me. This woman needs to be challenged, not just on her record in terms of illegal wiretapping and her collaboration with the Bush administration, but also because of her war record. She's been an ardent supporter of the Iraq War and the occupation. She's very big on defense. She supports and has voted a couple of times for new nuclear weapons development. She also is of great concern when it comes to the Patriot Act. She supported that and voted to renew it as well. And she's no friend of consumers. She was one of the few Democrats who voted for the bankruptcy bill.
So she doesn't really sound like much of a Democrat.
She doesn't, does she?
No.
I don't think she is. I really don't. I think she is a closet Republican masquerading as a Democrat. But she is quite entrenched, and for that reason, people are reluctant to take her on. But I suspect that we cannot count on Jane Harman to get to the bottom of anything.
So what is your feel for what the... It sounds like she doesn't really represent the views of the 36th district. Is that district the
Well,
the
I don't think so. Not in light of the fact that a majority of Americans now want to bring our troops home from Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Why hasn't she joined the Out of Iraq Caucus? I don't know. We're waiting.
Yeah. So, what's your background, and why do you think that you could be a better representative for that district for the Democratic Party?
My background is that currently I'm president of Progressive Democrats of Los Angeles, which is a chapter of Progressive Democrats of America. That's a national organization that started around the time of the 2004 Democratic Convention. As president of Progressive Democrats of Los Angeles, I've been instrumental in organizing forums, out of Iraq forums, as well as street protests and delegations. I've organized delegations to visit different members of Congress to lobby them to defund the war or to at least start raising some key questions about what we're doing there. I've also been involved in establishing an election protection network, a statewide network, and we were successful in lobbying for the passage of Senator Deborah Bowen's bill that requires a voter-verified paper trail recount.
Oh.
You know, I've been an activist for a long time. I was a former news director at KPFK, and years ago I was an organizer for the United Farm Workers Union. So this is in my blood, and I enjoy a challenge, And I don't think that anybody should be so entrenched and so protected that there's absolutely no accountability. So you know what I say? If it's possible, I will defeat Jane Harman in 2006. And if not in 2006, 2008.
Well, what do you think your base of support is in this district that seems to be, when I look at the demographics, it's predominantly people who are registered Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
But it's and for much of the West Side, I say it was probably a fairly liberal district. But areas of Torrance are probably not. Or probably sounds like more where Jane's base is.
I think that the tide is turning. As I mentioned before, the majority of Americans want to withdraw from Iraq. And so I think that they would appreciate hearing from somebody who respects their feelings, their sentiments, and would act on those sentiments. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but I think that there are a lot of people who might consider themselves moderate Democrats who are troubled by the notion of the federal government eavesdropping on their phone conversations or
right.
or watching who they're emailing and or sneaking into their home. I mean, she's a big supporter, Harman, of the Patriot Act. These sneak and peek searches where law enforcement may come into your home without you ever knowing.
Right.
This is something that Jane Harman advocates. I think there are a lot of mainstream Democrats who have problems with that.
So you think she's vulnerable on these issues of the Patriot Act and the Iraq War?
Yes, because nationally we have seen some very, well, what we might consider right-wing factions, certainly conservative factions, join forces with liberals who are denouncing the Patriot Act. And so if this is happening nationally, well, I'm sure it could happen in the 36th Congressional District. Conservatives don't like the government intruding into their private lives.
I don't know anybody who does, but so in addition to those are some very large, you know, national and international issues. What are some of the local issues that that you think you can do better than Jane?
Well, Jane's a friend of the developers. You know, she was very much in support of Playa Vista. And so I think to offset that, we need to be vigilant about protecting our land and protecting our society from traffic jams. And I would certainly be much more cautious about approving or supporting new developments such as that. I would also be a strong supporter of giving the port incentives to create more environmentally friendly transportation systems, and also to fund more security at the Port of Los Angeles. From what I know, Jane Harman cannot boast of having acquired more funding from the federal government to protect our transportation systems, yet she can support bombing a country such as Iraq, which was 60% children. And she supports the defense budget, and she supports new nuclear weapons development at a time when what we need is a different vision as to how to protect ourselves, one that might include certainly a strong defense, but also a broader vision of what it means to create goodwill in the world and to protect oneself through building strong social networks. Jane Harman, when she voted for the defense budget a few years ago, I believe, she voted to exempt endangered species from anything that the military does. In other words, the military is not bound by the Endangered Species Act. And so the notion that she is a true environmentalist is really a false one, and I would certainly be much more cognizant of the threats to our environment and the need to, as I mentioned, bolster security at our port.
Assuming that Jane Harman is endorsed by the DLC and that she's probably well-funded,
well-funded, absolutely. She's a multimillionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the Democratic Party, the establishment of the Democratic Party, the DLC, they're not going to support a progressive who's challenging an incumbent, even if perhaps some of them don't approve of her voting record. But generally, it's, you know, the sense is don't rock the boat. We need to take back Congress. And I agree, we do need to take back Congress. And I wouldn't do this if I didn't think it was so urgent. But I don't look to Jane Harmon to get to the bottom of anything to support impeachment efforts. Should there be impeachment efforts? Should the Democrats take back Congress? I just don't see her in that sort of leadership role. So I don't consider her a real Democrat.
Would you describe your campaign as similar to the insurgent campaign that was run by Dean and Kucinich in 2004?
Well, I would think so, because Kucinich and I are very much on the same page in terms of our politics. And I thought that Dean launched a brilliant campaign on the web, and I hope to do something similar as well. I'm looking to the grassroots for support. I'm not going to get, let's be honest, I'm not going to get elected officials endorsing my campaign. They have too much invested in the status quo. But I do expect to hear from a lot of activists, the people who are doing all the work on the ground, all the footwork, as well as people with some name recognition. I have received numerous emails. I just announced this campaign yesterday, and already I've gotten a ton of emails. I'm going through them right now. Beautiful notes. I'm so glad you're doing this. Thank God you've made my day. Enough of Jane Harmon. Jane Harmon's got to go. And so I'm hoping to get a lot of grassroots support. I already have received support from some people with name recognition, such as Ron Kovic, a Vietnam Veterans Against the War, born on the 4th of July, Tim Goodrich, co-founder of Iraq Vets Against the War, Jeff Norman, and also Helen Caldicott, Lila Garrett, Mimi Kennedy, and on and on.
So what can people do who want to help your campaign?
People can stay tuned, because within a week I'm hoping to have my website up. It will be called Marcy for Congress. That's Marcy with a Y. MarcyForCongress.com, and they'll be able to make a donation should they want to make a donation. Or they can give me an endorsement. Or they can comb the website and send out some of the information to friends who they may know in the 36th Congressional District. If they want to contact me, they can do so at Winograd, W-I-N-O-G-R-A-D, coach, C-O-A-C-H, at AOL.com.
What would you say to Democrats who might be sitting on the fence, that might be hesitant to support your campaign for fear of getting a Republican in office?
Well, I'll say this, you know, just in the short time since I announced that I'm gathering signatures, the reaction has been so energetic that I think it will be a mobilizing force for Democrats. Should I win, come the general election in November, I think it would actually bring out the vote for Democrats in the 36th Congressional District. I really do, from the immediate reaction I've gotten. And I also think that if Democratic activists, and not just activists, people who are in the party who are really Democrats, if they want to be heard, they have to claim their party.
Right.
They can't let corporations dictate what the party platform will be or who the candidates will be. And after all, this is a primary. You know, this is a primary between two Democrats, and that's what primaries are for.
Exactly. Do you know of any other Democrats that are challenging Harmon?
I do not. In fact, I asked around, because, frankly, I am just moving into Jane Harmon's district, and some people may say, oh, you know, well, you don't live in the district, or you haven't lived in the district very long. But the truth is that I felt such an urgency that if there wasn't already somebody running against her, I was going to run. And not only did I feel the urgency, but I also felt that I had some stake in this district because, first of all, this is a national election. This is a national office. When Jane Harmon or a congressperson votes to support bombing a nation that's 60% children, when Jane Harmon votes for the Patriot Act, for the renewal of the Patriot Act, when Jane Harmon votes or remains silent for a year and a half when the government is conducting illegal wiretapping, and then deplores the press that blows the whistle. When all of this happens, I say to myself, oh, We can't rely on her.
Right.
We can't rely on Democrats like her to speak up, to protect us. I must do something. There's an urgency. I've also worked a lot in her district. I'm an educator, a literacy coach, and I've done professional development with teachers for 4 years at various schools. I've worked at Wilmington Middle School, Lomita, which is in her district, as well as at Fleming Middle School. Excuse me, Wilmington is in Wilmington, Fleming Middle School, which is in Lomita, and at Marina Del Rey Middle School, and many other schools I've done professional development at. So I feel that I do have a stake in her district.
You're
now my district.
Right. You're from this area, so it's
yes.
It's a bit like moving to another part of town. It's
right.
You're not really a carpetbagger.
Thank you. Thank you, Jay.
What are some of the things that, besides the website, do you have any upcoming events that people can attend?
Yes, I'm not sure exactly when this will be airing, but if it's airing right away, tomorrow is Saturday. And on Saturday at 6 o'clock from 6 to 10, we're going to have a signature gathering potluck party at Jody Evans' house. Jody Evans is the co-founder of Code Pink, Women for Peace. And the address is 757 Palms Avenue in Venice. It's west of Lincoln on the north side of the street. And it will be a great time, very inspiring and very empowering. So I hope people who are listening will feel free to come by. And if they live in the 36th Congressional District, they can sign my petition. I need to get a certain number of signatures to qualify for the ballot, and that would be a great help.
How many signatures do you need?
I don't really need that many. You pay a filing fee, and then you have to get 60 signatures.
I see.
Registered Democrats in the district in which you are running, but you know you're much safer off getting three times the number that they say you need.
That will put your name printed on the ballot.
Yep.
On June 6th.
Yes, my name will be on the ballot.
I noticed that Jane Harmon ran unchallenged in the primaries 2 years ago.
Isn't that criminal?
I thought that was a little odd.
It's just horrifying.
That there was only one name on the ballot.
There's only one name. I mean, a Democrat, a lifelong Democrat like myself, or somebody who considers himself a loyal Democrat or a strong Democrat or a believer in the values that Democrats have held for so long, which are the values of social justice and civil rights, labor rights, and so forth, those sort of people, they're not going to vote for Republicans. So what choice do they have? Well, they could vote green, but they might feel that the green, under our current system, without instant runoff voting, might not have a real opportunity. So they're left with one choice, and that choice is not a good choice.
Well, I mean, mathematically, if you're left with one choice, that's really not a choice.
That's right. There's no choice. So I felt compelled. Let's give people a choice.
Well, I think it'll be much appreciated by the progressive community and independents and maybe even Greens. I don't know if the Greens are planning on challenging Harmon or not, but I haven't heard any announcement.
I'm not sure, but I agree. I think it will be motivating and inspiring, hopefully not just for people in the 36th, but elsewhere. I mean, people like myself who might not have considered themselves elected officials can say, you know what, let's reevaluate this. Because this person needs to be challenged. This person is not representing us.
Mm-hmm. Marcy Goes to Washington, the film.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for talking with me.
And thank you.
And I hope that your campaign is a success.
I'm sure it will be, certainly in terms of mobilizing the grassroots and the progressive movement, not just around this campaign, but in general in terms of promoting progressive values. And by that I mean, you know, let's sign on to the International Criminal Court. Let's talk about the need to really boost contributions to fighting AIDS throughout the world. Let's talk about what it means to really solve some of the problems that are creating so much tension in the Middle East. Let's get back on track and talk about a Middle East peace accord along the lines of the Geneva Accord with Palestine and Israel. And let's have universal single-payer health care. How about that?
Be fine with me. Well, Thanks so much.
And thank you.